Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. They read, "For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, 'And on the seventh day God rested from all his work.' And again in the passage above he says, 'They shall never enter my rest.' It still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience." So what's the writer talking about here? Well, he's referring, first of all, back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. That's his creative work, not that he's not at work in the world today. Certainly he is. But his creative work ended and he entered a rest from that. In Jewish tradition, God's rest began on the seventh day and has never ended. He is still resting. Still resting, but not inactive. Since God still rests from his work, it stands that he is still available to the faithful. And that's a great encouragement to all of us. However, verse 5, "They shall never enter my rest." This is a quote from Psalm 95 again. It comes up several times in this passage, in this section of scripture. And the writer is repeating it for emphasis because he wants the people that he's writing to remember the fate of the Israelites, that even though they had reasons for faith and they had the opportunity to enter into a rest that God had promised them in the promised land, yet they would not enter God's rest because of their disobedience. Verse 6, "It still remains that some will enter that rest, so there is hope. Some will enter the rest that God has promised. But those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience." Those people did not go into the promised land because of their disobedience. They had the gospel preached to them, he says. Well, just gospel means good news. And they did have much good news. God will bring people into the rest he has for his people because he keeps his promises, although not all will enter it because of disobedience. The gospel, so the good news, heard by the Israelites was the good news of their deliverance from slavery in Egypt. It was God's saving hand in their lives. But this good news was of no use to them, despite the fact that it was clear and it was powerfully expressed, because they refused to continue in the faithful obedience that marked their initial acceptance of that gospel. To begin with, very obedient. The Passover, very obedient. And many other opportunities for obedience were accepted in those early times of their following of God through, the prophet Moses. But soon there was disobedience. The obedience of the Passover night was soon compromised by the disobedience at Sinai. And after that, sad to say, that pattern is repeated again and again through the history of the Israelites. And so they could not go into the rest that God had promised. How sad that was. Faith must be accompanied by obedience. Faith expresses itself in obedience. It's not just that obedience, well, certainly not that obedience earns us any right to be with God or to inherit the promises, but it's more that obedience is an expression of faith and is evidence that faith is real. If we truly trust God, we will be obedient to him. And so the writer to the Hebrews is saying to his people then, and he would surely say the same to us now, that if we believe, if we truly say, honestly say we believe in God, then we will also wish and desire and be eager to be obedient to his word. Not reluctant to be obedient, obedient just out of duty, but obedient because we trust him for the promises that he has given us. And the promises he has given us to enter his rest are even far greater than the promises he gave the Israelites about the promised land. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 7 and look at some other things to do with this promise, these promises, and the challenges that we have. But in the meantime, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us on iTunes. Just type in MCCX to the iTunes search window, look in podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.